Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. We have been talking about ways to gain back ground, learning ground, skill building ground, exploration ground, that as parents, caregivers, or educators, we notice the kids in our lives have lost over the last virtual year. The last few episodes have been about this. And I am going to carry this and surrounding ideas throughout the rest of the summer. So, I'm going to sneeze. I apologize. Sorry about that. One of the ways that I want to encourage you to gain back ground this summer is by creating and engaging in long-term projects. The kids in your life probably struggled the most to make learning progress or skill-building progress or emotional expression and communication progress because they were absorbing and observing information being given to them. They weren't a part of it. They weren't able to experience it. And when we offer kids long-term projects, we expose them to a lot of hands-on learning opportunities. Summertime is generally a time when we engage in many different experiences that we wouldn't usually get during a normal school year. We spend a lot more time outside, we travel more, we engage with people that we wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to engage with. And I've talked about these concepts that I'm going to give as examples before. You can go back to old episodes and find more examples connected to these topics. But these are the topics that I find the most fun to expose kids to, which is why I reference them as examples to different outcomes. Gardening is something that we get to engage in the summer that we don't usually get in the spring, winter, and fall. Actually, you probably do get exposed to certain aspects of gardening in the spring because that's when people generally start seeds and then they take the plants that those seeds turn into and transfer them into a garden space. And that alone is a learning experience in the form of a long-term project because they get to discover how what the life cycle of a plant is, why some plants start from seed, why some plants come from a cone, why some plants come from a nut. And they get to dive into their curiosity around those questions. I myself have planted corn and chives and pumpkins and gourds and tomatoes. And I have mint and raspberries. and all kinds of plants and flowers and trees in my yard, which all offer up all kinds of long-term project examples. So the corn that we eat comes from a plant, and it has many different parts which act as loose parts for learning, loose parts for investigating why each part of a corn plant or corn stalk has a role to play in producing edible corn. Same thing with chives. Chives are a plant that produce flowers, which not only are pretty, but are edible and quite delicious. But so are the actual chives themselves. And each piece plays a part in developing the chives. Again, I grew my gourds from seeds, which very rapidly grew into plants, which have developed flowers, which will turn into the gourds themselves. And you can explore and dive into and experiment with that life cycle. Flowers and trees are the same way. They offer all kinds of long-term projects. I've talked before, and I don't know that I referenced it as a long-term project, but one of the types of trees that I have is a huge maple tree. And so kids can, and you as the adults, can create a learning experience with the maple tree. You can learn how to extract the sap and turn the sap into syrup. Say that 6 times fast. And again, you can explore what a maple tree comes from. Does it come from a seed? Does it come from a cone? What does it first develop from? And then you can talk about the things that you can create from maple syrup, or that you can use maple syrup for. All of these things engage kids' curiosity, their exploration, their investigation, which are all fun aspects of a long-term project. And again, exploring these projects in the summer is something that they don't get to necessarily do during a typical school year, because schools typically like to get through as much learning in terms of lessons as humanly possible. So that is another way that you can create a long-term project that kids will engage critical thinking and build new learning and information, as well as gaining new skill sets that they wouldn't really get in school in a typical classroom. Because it involves aspects and tasks that you can't do indoors in a typical classroom. Another one is apple trees. And again, it's that investigation that they can engage in by asking and answering questions. And then they can, once they learn the life cycle of an apple and how apples are the same and different, which practices math and critical thinking and experimentation, then they can explore what they can turn those apples into and how each of the apple species are different. So those are just examples of fun long-term projects that you can take each different piece of, say for instance, a tree, the seeds or the leaves or the bark or the roots, and which are all loose parts, and you can experiment with them. You can learn about the environmental conditions that is needed for roots, for trees to grow big and strong, and what makes trees thrive and what makes trees struggle. You can do the same thing with things like gourd plants or corn. I certainly have learned a whole lot about corn and the individual parts or loose parts that need different environment conditions to thrive. Another aspect that I wanted to talk about, well, before I get to that, again, these learning experiences and learning opportunities will vary depending on where you live, either in a specific country or in a specific region of the world. If you live in a desert environment, you might not have access to many trees. Certainly not trees that produce apples or maple syrup. Or I should say, sap that can be turned into maple syrup. But you might live in desert-like atmosphere where perhaps cactus is more common. You can dive into the different species of cactus. And I know some species of cactus are edible. You can explore how they get and hold water to keep themselves alive, how it is that they're able to maintain in such hot, dry atmospheres. You can do the same thing with the living species in a different climate. You know, what kinds of animals can be found in a desert-like environment that can't be found in a more green environment? One of the aspects of ground that people feel they and their children or the kids in their lives lost was the physical, mental, emotional, and social health or well-being of themselves and their families. And one of the fun ways that you can shore up these areas of well-being using loose parts is by engaging kids in play activities or to dive into different topics that may be difficult to discuss. You can engage kids in acting experiences, such as plays or creating music or what I like to call dramatic play. You can build play experiences if you're starting to regather with people using loose parts to engage kids in exploring different social experiences. Some of the experiences I like to recreate for kids are things like cooking, chef, and restaurant, which also engages waitresses and waiters, and you can even go into where restaurants get their food. And actually, that's another long-term project that can get tied to many different topics, is you can explore farming and different aspects of farming that you can then tie back to food preparation and the roles of chef and waiter and waitress, farmer, whether animal farmer or food farmer, which can engage them in things like gardening and giving them opportunities to physically, mentally, and emotionally engage in a new experience. And you can investigate what type of tasks different kinds of farmers engage in. Everything from large-scale produce farming to there was another example I wanted to give you, and it just poofed out of my brain. I'm going to blame it on the heat being outside. But kids will get very excited about learning about what a farmer actually does. And that exposes them to all different kinds of tools and tasks that you can expose kids to and encourage them to engage in and engage with. And actually, dramatic play ideas like that is a form of acting, because you're teaching kids to presume the role of whatever experience you want them to work through. Another one that I like to expose kids to is dramatic play or acting experiences that relate to transportation, which involve a ton of loose parts, but it engages their creativity because they have to identify the loose parts like nuts and bolts and screws. And I'm trying to think of some other things, that tires and electrical wires, obviously not live electrical wires, but they can dive into what makes a window work or what makes a horn in a car work. And it doesn't have to be just cars. You could extend that farm long-term project or dramatic play experience into what kind of equipment do they use on a farm? What do they use it for? How is it built? What loose parts do you need to build different types of farm equipment? And then actually encourage them to plan out and create those parts out of either art materials or pieces of wood or empty bottles or all kinds of things. And they would be a much smaller scale, but they could take Lego people or Playhouse people, which come in male, female, young, old, baby, toddler, and they could bring those things to life and carry out the different chores. And actually, if you are interested in how examples for how to use loose parts to create new things or activities that will encourage kids to learn and explore, I want to invite you to head over to thecreativecampusonline.com and you can explore and dive into some virtual learning experiences either that you as an adult can explore with me each and every week, or you can bring the kids along live on video and we can work through activities and loose parts together. I have one for loose parts live lessons where, say, 1 week we'll talk about beads or we'll talk about construction loose parts, and I will challenge you with activities that will demonstrate ways that you can use that specific loose part or set of loose parts. I have loose parts from nature that I'll get into. I have household loose parts that I'll get into. Head on over there and check it out. I would really love to have you join me on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I can tell you that the Wednesday experience is free. It's where we come together, share ideas, support things that one another are struggling with, and give ideas again to support each other. The Thursday and Friday experiences are ones that are more activity-based, hands-on learning, and get kids really engaged in the ideas. So we talked about, and I just gave you examples of experiences that you can offer to really build back your children's and your family's mental and emotional and physical well-being. So I really am excited to share those experiences with you, and I hope you'll join me. Kids can also, and so can adults actually, build back their physical, mental, and emotional well-being through these long-term experiences or long-term projects that I'm talking about. By tying the long-term projects, the loose parts that build skills or practice subjects all together as one experience. So that was a lot that I just went through, and I apologize if I went a little fast or if it was a little overwhelming, but I've really dived into a lot of different long-term project examples that you can get the kids engaged in that really back up and support yours and your child or student's well-being, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional. And again, these are hands-on, fully engaged experiences that the kids in your life will simply not get in a indoor-only classroom experience. And I know that that shakeup in the way we engage in learning and exploration and building up our skills, we are all craving that shakeup and how we've always received it. We want to come back together again. We want to learn from each other in a connected experience. And these are ways that you can choose to do these things in person with groups of people again, or still come together socially, which is one of the ways we have been craving gaining back ground. So you can choose to engage in these experiences in the form of a challenge or an activity with a group of people who you may not even live close to. You can get together, you can talk about it and send each other off to do it, and then come back together again and talk about the experience and the ideas you uncovered and the lessons you learned. So that is what I have for you this week. I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next time when we will keep on this idea of invitations and ways we can use invitations to gain background. And I hope you will be inspired to join me in these virtual experiences that will support you and encourage you to recreate hands-on social experiences as a real-life experience. I want to encourage you and invite you one more time to head on over to thecreativecampusonline.com and explore all of the ways that I offer for us to come together, exchange ideas, and get to know each other better. So again, thanks for joining me this week. I look forward to talking to you next time, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you soon.